grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we consider the voice of our Savior as he speaks to us in John chapter 10. As the sun was setting, the shepherd was counting his sheep. And something wasn't right. One of his sheep was missing. He counted again just to be sure, and he knew he had to do something. A missing sheep would soon become a lost sheep, and lost sheep so often became dead sheep. Picture that one sheep, and then picture yourself as that lost sheep. Away from the shepherd's care, you did not experience the green pastures and the quiet waters that the other sheep enjoyed that day. Hungry and thirsty, you're all alone. And then you hear the howling of wolves in the distance, and you try to scurry to a place of safety only to find yourself on a steep and narrow pathway where one misstep will lead you to slide over the edge. And you have just one hope, that your shepherd will find you. You and I don't have to imagine that. That was our situation until our good shepherd searched for us and found us and tells us, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. What does Jesus mean by that? He describes that like a shepherd, he cares for and protects and leads and provides for his sheep. And when he calls himself the good one, he means that he is the one and only excellent and noble shepherd. And when he calls himself a shepherd, that means he also calls us sheep. How do you feel about that? Sheep are not strong or swift or self-sufficient. They are easy prey for wolves and other ferocious animals. Satan is always attacking, trying to tempt us and lead us away from our shepherd. In addition to that, sheep are known to wander. Think of times that we have wandered from our Savior's side. Times that we went ahead and did something sinful, even though we knew that those were not the paths of righteousness where our good shepherd was leading us. Times that we disobeyed our parents. Times that we tuned out his voice as we ignored his word. Times when we allowed our culture to tell us what was fun or entertaining. Times we thought we didn't need a good shepherd. But our good shepherd knew how much we needed him. And so he searched for us and found us not just once or twice, but again and again. Listen to this description of the shepherd's care from Ezekiel. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them. I will pasture them. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. Jesus did not hire that work out to someone else. The dangers were just too great. The hired hand could not and would not provide the care that we needed. Jesus put himself right between us and the dangers that we faced. Surrounding us were all kinds of wolves: our sin, our guilt, Satan, and death. Jesus picked us up in his arms, carried us to safety, even as all of those dangers were threatening and attacking him. Our sin and our guilt came crushing down upon him on the cross. Death was attacking and devouring him as he carried us to safety, forgiven and loved, his very own. Our good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And now this good shepherd holds you securely in his hands. And he covers you with his own righteousness and declares you holy in the sight of God the Father. The commandments that you and I have not kept, he obeyed everyone in our place. And the sins that you and I have done, he's paid for everyone. Listen to the voice of your shepherd assuring you that no matter how many your sins, no matter how often you have failed him, he has removed your guilt from you forever. He holds you securely with his strength that will never fail. As he assures us, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. Jesus speaks to you of his concern for you, his love for you from all of eternity, that he would willingly choose to lay down his life for us, that he would suffer the pain and the death of the cross, enduring God's anger over sin, so that Satan and death cannot claim us forever. And now, with authority to take his life up again, raised from death, he shepherds us through life and for eternity. And he tells us, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Shepherds know their sheep. To someone like me, sheep can look all pretty much the same. A bunch of white, woolly creatures. But they certainly don't look that way to the shepherd. The shepherd knows each one personally. And that is the way that Jesus knows you. He doesn't see you as just another face in the crowd. He knows the worries on your heart this morning. He knows the things that cause pain and grief and make life so uncertain for you. He knows the sins that Satan can most easily tempt us with. He knows exactly what we need. And he knows how to give us what he knows is good. He leads you each and every day through life. And he will lead you through the darkest valley to your heavenly home, where he will be your shepherd even then. As the book of Revelation describes, the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Your good shepherd knows you, and you are privileged to know him, like sheep know their shepherd. At the time that Jesus spoke these words, the shepherds would often graze their flocks together with other flocks of sheep out in the open country. And when it was time to move on, the shepherd would call out, and only his sheep would follow him because they knew his voice. After the sermon yesterday, a few of our members who had raised sheep years ago commented about how true that was, that the sheep that they were raising knew their voice and followed them like they would not do for anyone else, because they recognized the voice of the shepherd. Do you recognize the voice of Jesus? There are so many voices that claim to offer what is true and good. The devil wants us to follow them. Satan comes tempting, telling us that he can offer us what is good, the way that he did for Adam and Eve. He tries to promise us that sin won't really hurt us, tries to mislead us with false teachings, telling us that the Bible isn't true the way that it was in Bible times. He promises that it won't really matter if we sin a little bit or not. And then he tries to tell us that we can keep on sinning because once we've done that, nothing bad happens to us. But then, if trouble comes or death comes near, he tells us that we might as well give up because there's no way that God can love us after what we've done. His voice has misled so many. And so each of us must carefully consider, how will I stay close to my Savior and recognize his voice? How will I closely follow the one who laid down his life for me? That blessing comes only as we recognize and hear his voice in his word. And that is why our good shepherd calls us to gather each week around his word. Why he calls us to read and to think about his holy word regularly in our lives. Because this is the way that he will strengthen us in faith and give us strength of faith to follow him. This is the way that we come to know his voice so that no one will lead us away from him. And our good shepherd calls us to help others with this too. This is why he calls us together into a Christian family. As we listen to the voice of Jesus together, and we pray for one another, and help and encourage one another, and work to bring back those who are wandering away from the Savior, and even to reach out to those who don't yet know the voice of the Good Shepherd. As our Good Shepherd loves us and cares us, and we come to know him, he fills us with concern for the souls of others too. And this points us to what we truly need. More than anything else, we need to stay close to our Good Shepherd so that we will not wander away from him. We need what he calls the one thing needful, to listen to his voice in his word as he calls us, forgives us, and leads us through life. And for this we pray, Good Shepherd, help me to always follow you. Pray this for yourself. Pray this for your family and loved ones. Pray this for other members of our congregation. Pray this today for our confirmands. Good Shepherd, help me to always follow you. Amen.